Hey everyone, it's James here. Before we get started with this incredible episode of the Oasis podcast, I just wanted to remind you that in my day job, I'm an independent financial advisor. So if you're in the UK and are looking for help with investments, pensions, mortgages, insurance, wills, power of attorney, anything like that, feel free to get in touch via oasispod@gmail.com and I would be very happy to help you. Right, on with the show.
Liam, I want to thank everyone at the Oasis podcast, as you were.
Welcome back to the Oasis podcast, the ultimate audio guide to Oasis, our good friend Imran. How you doing, man?
Hey, man. I'm good. How are you?
I think it's been a while, isn't it? You, what was last one you were on? One of our year song of the decade?
Yes, the 80s. Yeah.
Yes, that was good fun.
That was it. Yeah, with Amy and Matt.
Yes. Yeah, I did like that one. That was good. I enjoyed those. I might have to, what is it? Next up, we would have to do 70s or 2010s. And I did start, yeah, but then obviously these things get dropped off and I'll come and remember to pick it up again at some point.
It was nice to come out of the 90s and the Oasis world and delve into the 80s. It's quite
yeah,
fun.
Yeah, that was good fun. But yeah, I'm very excited to have you on because you're part of our little Discord community and you're a patron, which is obviously greatly appreciated. And then, and the lovely thing about our Discord is you have quite a few creators in there, you know, some good people that make a lot of good music. And, and I get pinged good music all the time on the podcast, which I'll play. And some of it I don't play because it's rubbish, but some of it I do play and it's rubbish. But then, and then you sort of ping this track over and you go, oh, I'll give it a listen. You know, I've heard you've done stuff before and it's always been decent. I'll give it a listen. It's like, Jesus, what the hell is this? This is awesome. And I'm genuinely like blown away. I've listened to it I'm not gonna say on repeat because I haven't listened to it on repeat obviously, but I've probably listened to it like 12 times like in a couple of days. I love it. It's great. I mean, so this is like the anomaly, right? Is this is your new kind of venture?
Yeah. Thank you very much. Basically, I've done a load of songs, and it's just been because I'm doing everything myself, producing it, play all the instruments apart from the drums, wrote all the songs. It's just taken so long. I've been working, like last year I recorded all this and mixed it and got it all ready. And now I'm just really, really happy just to finally just share this music. And I've got loads of, I still got loads of stuff I want to record. Yeah, you know, I just thought, look, if it sounds good to me, then it's good enough to to go out, you know, like if I think it's good, you know, you can only really make music for yourself, right?
I was really taken aback by how good it sounded, like just the
Thanks.
production. You know, like the production is great. Obviously, a very good song and like all that, but like the production is like, wow, have you gone to Rockfield or something for this? And it's like, no, you've literally done it
Mate,
at home.
thank you so much. Thank you so much. Yeah, it's just hours of just sitting there and just trying to make it sound good. And yeah, I'm happy that it's paid off.
Cool. So the new track that the track that's come out is called "Get Me Out of Here." And so it kicks in, and as people will hear it, I'll be dropping clips in, obviously. And then you hear this like down and you're like, wait, I know that. And I think I and it's the God Save the Queen riff, right? And I was like, okay. But then it's like it doesn't just focus on that. You then go off in a different direction. And I'm like, I see what he's doing here. I know what Khan might say would do. He is thinking what Noel did with the T-Rex riff for Sigs and Alk.
Oh, that's a
Imran's
bit.
taken the Sex Pistols riff for his tune, right?
In the Discord, you just totally nailed it. Yeah, absolutely, 100%. You know, just that was it. That was it. I wrote the melody, I wrote the verse and the chorus. I thought, how is this going to start? I didn't really know. And I just started playing it and I thought, oh, that works. That's great. It's got to be that. And I thought, no, I'm sure this is a riff, isn't it? And I thought about it for like 20 seconds. I was like, yeah, that's God Save the Queen. Put it on. So, oh yeah, it is. So I thought, okay, I'm going to own this. I'm just going to make it exactly the same. It's just going to be exactly that riff.
Because it could almost be a sample, right? It sounds really,
Oh,
really
absolutely.
close.
It might even be the same key. Like,
Brilliant.
it's just, yeah. But yeah, and then I thought, you know what? Cigarettes and alcohol. It's fine. I can do it. I can do
It's
this.
allowed, Shaker
It's
Maker,
allowed.
you
It's
know,
allowed.
all the other ones.
The
But no,
master
what I
himself.
really like is that as well, because the spirit of the song is like, life is boring, I just want to get out there and rock and roll and play my music, which is kind of a lovely spirit. And then therefore, like if you are someone that just comes home and like rocks out and grabs your guitar and plays with it, well, you'd probably be doing Sex Pistols riffs, wouldn't you? So it's sort of,
100%, yeah.
yeah, it's
Just
like a nice
the
play
anger.
on.
Yeah. The anger, yeah.
Yeah, it's a
And
nice
the
play on that, I thought.
yeah.
Yeah,
Pent
but
up frustration and just sort of, right, I'm just gonna get my guitar, I plug it in, and just be as loud as I want, don't care about the neighbors. And yeah, just get me out of here. Yeah.
yeah, loved it.
It'd
And
be funny if
the
some people at my work saw this, by the way.
yeah, well, I was thinking actually, you couldn't really share it with your work colleagues, could you?
Yeah, so
Like.
I mean, just for people that don't know, so get me out of here is basically just I hate my job, it's boring, you know, someone needs to come and fucking get me out of here every night. I
Or I will die
hate,
of
yeah,
boredom.
I fucking hate getting up for work in the morning. Yeah, or I'll die of boredom. And yeah, I've kept it quiet, man. I've not told anyone at work.
Well, you can say, well, no, I'm playing a character. Obviously, I absolutely love my job.
Well, this is it. So if someone did happen to stumble across, I'd be like, it's just a song, man. It's just art. Like, you know, Eminem doesn't mean everything in his rap, does he? But that's
That's
just
it.
right about what you know, isn't it? That's just how I feel, so.
No, it was good fun, and I love the it really gave me vibes of Graham Coxon solo, like Freaking Out especially. I don't
Oh
think the
yeah.
song is the same, you know, it's not the similar, you know, chords or anything, but just the vibe of it, you know.
Oh,
And
100%.
I remember that song coming out. I remember like I recorded it off the radio, And it's like, it's one of those little, you know, when you've got a song you recorded off the radio and you kind of remember all the banter and stuff. It was Steve Lamacq going like, you know, check this out. This is great. Tell me who you think this is. And it comes out and it's like, whoa, blows the speakers. And that was
Oh,
like,
God, it's amazing.
yeah.
That's such a good song.
What do you do when nothing's wrong? I got a clue, I got no song. Yeah,
yeah, but it's those little you know, because as your song's chunking along, it's like fairly, it feels like fairly, you know, regular chord sequences, but then you've just got those little moments like that I Will Die of Bored, and you go, oh, hold on, hold on, this is different now. We're playing with something here. This is sort of where the kind of the Blur or the Graham Coxon-y ideas come in here. It's a little bit off kilter. And just, you know, one of those things that's just, and it makes it fun to sing along to. So yeah, just bravo.
Cool, thanks, man. I appreciate that. Thank you.
There you go. Did we say 10 quid, mate? Yeah. But no, anyway, but so no, I thought it was great. So what's the plan then? You said there's a bunch of tunes, you're gonna sort of drop them steadily and then an album. What are you thinking?
Yeah, but so by the end of this year, that should amount to an album. So that's how it's done these days, I'm told. You know, just each song is a single, each song is a promotional opportunity. It pains me to say it, but each song is has content ideas, and you know, that's just the world we live in. Just accept it. And I was like, yeah, okay. So I have 10 by the end album.
Cool.
And yeah, they're not all like Get Me Out of Here. It's quite eclectic. But yes, it's rocking. It's just electric guitar. It's acoustic guitar on one track.
Right.
It's mainly electric stuff. Yeah, it's quite a mix of stuff, really.
Excellent. Well, we look forward to hearing what comes. All right, so before we get on to our guitar solos, which is our main thing we're going to talk about today, you know, we've got a pretty decent guitarist out there at the moment working with Liam. So I just, as we got you on, I just thought of wanted to get your thoughts on it. What do you reckon to Just Another Rainbow?
Well, he's a phenomenal guitarist, one of the best, one of my favorites. Doesn't show from this song though.
No.
It really doesn't. I was really underwhelmed. It was just, and it wasn't one of those. So you know when you hype something up in your mind, you're like, oh my God, this is going to be fucking incredible. Liam Gallagher, John Squire. But then there was a part of me was like, oh God, I really hope it's not shit, and oh, it's going to be shit, isn't it? And it's just Liam does nothing wrong on it. Liam does his bit, and Liam's great. Don't really like the song, and then when it so you have Liam singing, and then it goes into this sort of weird section that sounds really disjointed, and you've got like guitar licks going on, and then they sort of stop, and then he kind of does a bit of Sympathy for the Devil, and it kind of sounds a bit Rolling Stonesy, and I'm like, mate, you're the guy who played Love Is the Law, you know, you wrote like one of the best guitar solos of all time. What is this? And it kind of sounds like to me, you know, I would have like sessions where I'm recording something and I need to record a solo, and I'm like, oh, I have like 3 hours of just some ideas. Then I'll listen to it the next day. I'm like, nah, that's not good enough. You can't know. But it kind of sounds like they thought, oh, that would do. Yeah. So if I just went in again, it's sort of, no, let me think this out a bit more. Let's work on this a bit more.
Yeah. So, there are, someone mentioned that. It's like, there are a few, but it feels like there's some bum notes in there. And it feels like, yeah, he's not quite got that. But I'm like, well, is that on purpose? Because surely he's bloody John Squire. It must be on purpose. But yeah, it does feel like maybe the producer could have gone, oh yeah, John, do you want to take that again? Because it does. But
well, I think they just had a day or something. It just doesn't sound finished. It was like, and then you just think of John Squire, and it's like, you know, you wrote I Want to Be Adored, and like the guitar stuff on that, and just Love Spreads, and yeah, it's a shame, but I'm hoping now they've got some attention, they're gonna like come up with some really good, their better songs, hopefully.
Yeah. Well, we shall see. Like I said, I mean, I kind of went, oh, I don't know if I like this for the actual song part, and then like, oh, awesome, I love this for the solo part at the end. And then it sort of grew on me. And then I thought, it's not actually that good, is it? It's pretty bad. And it was, to be honest, it was listening to like the Shed 7 album, and which I thought was good, and the new Cooler Shaker song, which I thought was good, and then your song, to be honest. And I was like, actually, if this was the new, if you had come out with Just Another Rainbow, I'd be like, okay, mate, yeah, it's good. But you know what I mean? Whereas I think that if that had come, I mean, they wouldn't come out with that, because, you know, it doesn't, they wouldn't, it just, it's not that sort of song. But so I thought, no, it's not that good, actually. So we'll see. I mean, we'll see what it sounds like in the Constance the album, I think. That's a big thing.
Yeah, that can make a difference. But I mean, I'm never going to be singing Red, Yellow, Orange, Green, Blue, Indigo, Violet. I can tell you that. I'm not going to be shouting that at the top of my lungs.
You will, mate. You will. We'll be there.
I'll tell you what I am looking forward to. Noel and the Black Keys.
You know what? We forgot to talk about that. When me and Richard, we did our sort of end of year roundup, and we were talking about what might be coming, completely forgot. It was afterwards. It's like, bloody hell, Noel's doing. Yeah. So he's that's exciting, isn't it?
So the Black Keys are absolute class. I love them. They make their guitar, their music sounds so good. And there's like, their guitars sound so good. They're great songwriters. Noel's a great songwriter. He's collaborating, which is just wow. Okay, doesn't do that very often. I think they have written some really good stuff, and I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah,
and then Beck as well. I'm a big Beck fan, so Black Keys and Beck as well.
Yeah, because I heard the new Black Keys tune that came out a couple of weeks ago. I think, wasn't it? Really good.
Yeah, they still got it.
Yeah, they're great. And yeah, and it's like Dan the Automator, who worked with Beck, and like loads of guys. So yeah. But yeah, awesome. Love it. So yeah, no, I'm looking forward to that. Well, obviously, we always look up to, you know, anything that Noel's on is all exciting. You know what? I'll just drop this in here. Actually, one of the tracks that I watched, someone had done a YouTube video of like top 10 guitar Noel guitar solos that I watched in preparation for the topic we are about to discuss. And one of them they put in was "Won't Get Fooled Again" from like a Teenage Cancer Trust with The Who. It's dreadful. It's just so bad. No, it's not good at all. He's just like, you know, and obviously when he's there with someone who's really great, like Pete Townsend, you know, it's like, yeah, no, come on, mate. Like, but yeah, it's real. And I just thought, why are you putting that in there? You know, it's really not very good. Yes, I am excited to hear the album. I do believe it's gone out to journalists now as well. So you will start to see reviews popping up. I don't know when the embargo is, but yeah, it will be. It will
be. Do you know
be...
when it might be out?
It hasn't been announced yet, so it may well be announced by the time we're hearing this. But yeah, well, it's definitely, and they're going on a Joey Ball. They're going on a Zoe Ball breakfast Joey. Show. I think is it not tomorrow? I think it's next Friday. Let me double check. So I suppose it will be announced then.
John Squire.
26th of January. Yeah, I know. John Squire. So 26th of January. So it's next, it's a week Friday. John Squire, Liam, Vicky McClure, and Alison Steadman. So okay. Yeah, John Squire doing breakfast radio.
Wow.
He'll be like, so John, tell me this, and he'll just be like, yeah, I don't know,
guitar.
So yeah, and I don't think, because Liam can sometimes be on good form, but I think like similar to when Liam was with BDI, and he would just shut down and just like, I'm hanging with my cool friends now, I'm not going to talk to you. So I think he's going to be like that. I think that's going to be a car crash. That, but anyway, we shall see.
That's why I'm going to be listening to it.
So the topic I wanted to talk about, and I thought, well, look, you know, it's one that I've been meaning to sort of cycle around to and actually do the research myself, you know, and which is it's a difficult one to put together. And I thought, well, I really want to talk to you about, you know, about the songs I think it warrants coming on to talk about. And I was like, well, right, well, you know your stuff. So let's talk about our top 10 Oasis guitar solos.
Oh, mate, you couldn't have picked a better topic, seriously. Absolutely.
I had to think, like, surely I've done it before. Like, I must have done it before. I've ranked.
That's what,
like...
I was thinking. I thought you'd done it as well. I thought you were doing it again or something. I don't know.
I seem to remember, I think I did something with James Hargreaves, and because he picked out, like, some a live song, and it was, like, a cheeky... I was like, oh, that's a cheeky one to pick a live version. But I don't think that was guitar solos. Mate, I've done this for, like, 7 years now. I don't know what's going on, but I had a quick flip through the archive, and I don't think I've done it. But anyway, if we have...
I think because it feels like in all your A to Zs and the breakdowns, and you've talked, obviously, about solos there, so it kind of feels like you've covered whatever letter we're on. So maybe that's what it is. I mean, solos is just... That was the formula. That was the Oasis formula for a good four albums, I would say, maybe.
Yeah, yeah. It was a shame that, like, the solo kind of went away. It was a shame that they sort of disappeared, really.
I think it was Heathen Chemistry. Heathen Chemistry didn't have as many. That was... And then by the time you got Dig Out Your Soul, there's no
no
real solos at all. It's just all riffs, really.
Mm. Everything's riffs or little moments where it will transition from one part to another part, but you wouldn't really call it a solo.
But it's a very much, especially definitely maybe Morning Glory Be Here Now, that was the Oasis formula. That's why we loved them, because either beginning with a solo and then the verse chorus solo, verse chorus, middle eight chorus, outro solo.
Yeah. And I know that obviously you're a big guitar fan, and when we've talked about in the past, I know you picked, I think you might have picked Brighton Rock from Queen, or you talked about it at least, and things like that, where that's like Oasis, you know, Noel, and I know other people have done solos, but it's primarily Noel in Oasis. You know, he's not Brian May, he's not like Eddie Van Halen, you know what I mean? But so it's not like these are these epic mastery of the art of the guitar solo. You know, this is sort of something different, where, you know, someone who is a very accomplished and technically good guitar player puts across melody and something to really accentuate the song. That's how I've kind of always viewed Noel's guitar solos.
Yeah. And so, and what I'd say to that, so Noel's guitar solos are contextual and he's all about the composition. So you'll find like he will build up to something. So he may repeat like a guitar lick, but he'll repeat it because obviously he likes it, but it kind of, it's leading somewhere and it's all compositional. So all his solos are like composed like that. And it's in the, and then where they come in the context of the song and how it elevates the song or brings it down or takes it in a certain direction. That's what he is a master at.
Mm. Cool. All right. Well, look, should we get into our top 10?
Okay. So we haven't shared this, have we?
No, I don't know what you've picked. Now, the thing is, right. So for me, I've just basically, I had a flip through and I was like, oh, that's got to go in there. That's got to go in there. That's got to go in there. And I got to like 18. I'm like, right.
Yeah.
Okay. And the problem, my difficulty as well is that I don't know what you'll pick, but there's some very obvious ones in here. Now, when people, and I've done a bit of a Google and things, checked out Reddit and things, it's like, there's obviously two or three that are like, that are the best, you know, in reality, they are the best. And so I don't know whether to pick those really, just because it feels a bit too obvious, but I've got to really, you can't not include the most obvious ones.
I struggled with this as well.
Yeah. I've thrown in a few oddballs anyway. So go on, you do your number 10 then.
Yeah. So, I mean, okay. Yeah. All right. So my number 10, so talking about oddballs, I thought, look, like you say, there's the obvious ones and I've put them in there, but I've not put them really high up.
Okay.
Just to like talk about the ones that people don't talk about as much. So, Absolutely. Okay. Yeah. So this first one, I mean, I don't know what you're going to think of this. So Shout It Out Loud.
Interesting. Okay. I haven't got that on my list, but yeah, that's a great one.
I just find that solo, I think it's the sound of the guitar and the amp. So the actual sound of playing, the soul, the use of vibrato, and just there's so much feeling in that solo. And again, the way it comes in, so it's in between the first chorus and the second verse.
Mm.
And most of the solos I've picked are kind of in that part of the song. And it's brilliant. I love it. Mm. And then there's like the use of the whammy bar at the end where the note hangs on and it uses the whammy bar to descend the pitch, and the way it goes out, it's just so good. So yeah, that's my number 10.
Thank you.
for my number 10, I'm going to go with, and this is an interesting point. What is a guitar solo? What is it? Does it have to be kind of three quarters of the way through? You know what I mean? Does it have to be that? Or can it be an outro? Can it be an intro? I'm going to go with Turn Up the Sun. Because you have the you have that section at the start that's like and then that repeats later as as effectively a solo. So I love that. I just think it's a great little sort of extra piece that's not part of like the main chunk of the song, but I just think it's like a lovely kind of little, you know, you're in this sort of song where it's dong, 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 and then you go off on this little magical journey into this other place. and obviously the fact that it starts with it and then you go to it in the middle as well. I've always thought that was lovely. So,
Do you think that's
song.
Andy or not?
I believe it's Andy, yeah.
It's Andy,
I mean, obviously
it?
He doesn't do it live, but you would have thought with it being his song, he played it.
You played it, yeah. Oh, yeah, no, I see what you're saying with that, yeah. It comes in again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. So what you got for nine?
This is one of your favorite songs. It's also one of my favorite songs that not most Oasis fans would say it is. My Big Mouth.
Oh, great choice. Okay.
That solo, I think this one's after the second chorus and Liam singing slowly down the Hall of Fame. And then it's, that solo. And it kind of... We just had, so when Be Here Now came out, we just had Do You Know What I Mean? And we had Stay Young. And he does that thing where, and he does the same thing in I Hope, I Think, I Know. And in Stay Young as well. So he was using that little thing. My Big Mouth, and there's like shades of, like supersonic in there, and then the solo kind of it carries on into the pre-chorus where Liam started singing. You can still hear he's still
fiddling away, isn't he?
Fiddling away, yeah. And he does like ascending unison bends, like up. Sorry for being technical, people.
No, you've got to be technical. But I love it. We know the unison bend.
He does the ascending unison bends, and then when the pre-chorus comes in before the chorus, he goes descending. I love that. So that's my number nine.
Awesome. All right. For my number nine, I'm going to go with, once again, something that's a little bit different. The importance of being idle.
So yes.
I really like this one as well. It's sort of because it's got that like twangy kind of 60s
clean
kitchen
60s
sink drama. It's lovely. It's just so nice. And it's sort of, and obviously the video is kind of in my head as well. Like, da-dum, boom, da-dum, boom, ba-da-da-da-da-da, you know, all that sort of stuff. It's just lovely, it's just a great element to the song. I think that's what you want with these. It's, you know, there's a lot of Oasis songs that do just have him doing his unison bends and doing his the similar runs that he always does. Like one I haven't included in here, I'll talk about here, is Do You Know What I Mean? Now, I don't know if Do You Know What I Mean?
That was on my short list, yeah.
Is it on the short list, but not in your 10?
Not my 10.
Yeah, so I think my thing with Do You Know What I Mean is it feels like it should be the best guitar solo, because the build up to it is the best build up to a guitar solo. You know, when you have like all the bit of organ, bah, 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 and then let's go off, you know, Liam's backwards vocal, and then when it's like, go, Noel. But then he just does the thing he always does. And he just pretty much repeats that. So it's good and it's epic, but the actual structure of it, and like you say, the sequence of it, I don't think is there. So yeah, for that reason, in comparison to sort of Importance of Being Idle, it's maybe not as epic, but the in terms of the story it tells in the song, I think it is great.
Yeah, and it's unique, that one. Mm-hmm. The way it sounds, the guitar sound, everything about it is
it's cool. Nice. Eight.
All right. Okay. So this is, I like this because it's something different as well. And my number eight is The Master Plan.
Backwards.
So it's the solo, not the solo at the outro, at the end. It is that backwards one between the first chorus and the second verse. And I was interested at how it was done. So I started doing a bit of investigation. I think I found it on the Live Forever forum. So someone has posted, and I'll give you this link. You might want to drop this in. Someone's posted that portion of the song played backwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we're saying, oh, is it just guitar? Is it, it's not a backwards guitar effect. It's guitar licks, but then just made, put backwards. And yeah, that's what it is. And there's one bit at the end of The Master Plan where it goes and the guitar sort of going bending up. It took for the backwards guitar solo, that bit is used. And then you can hear by listening to this clip that it's just simple guitar licks that Noel always uses, but the solo, they've been cut up in a way and made in a way that is composed the solo. So I think that's really cool. That's a really creative, inventive thing to do. But it just, I like it because it sounds great.
No, it does. It works. And it's obviously got that sort of flashback to the Beatles doing backwards guitar solos and things, isn't it? So, yeah. And that ties to, do you know what I mean, with it sort of backwards guitar all over it. But cool. Good. All right. That's a good one. I wonder how many will pick the same, actually. This would be fun. Okay, number eight, I have got Cloudburst.
Okay, yeah, you love that song.
I do love that song, and also like I love the guitar in it. You know, you've got that and it's just cool. Like that's the thing. It's just got, there's a funkiness to it that I think isn't necessarily in. And then when you get into the, you know, obviously that's like the riff that goes throughout it. And then the solo's got all of like the I don't know the technical terms for it, but is it like hammer on, hammer off? When it's like, you know, just these sort of I don't know, he's just riffing away. It's just great. And it's just with the Tony McCarroll beat and everything, it's just fantastic. So yeah, Cloudburst is just always one that when that solo kicks in, you know, you just, your head's nodding. You gotta go with it.
I think all the guitar work in that song is really good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're still sort of in the section for me of my top 10 where I'm still going for stuff that's slightly different. And, well, this one basically is not an electric guitar solo. It's an acoustic guitar solo. Can you guess what it is?
Rocking Chair?
Rocking Chair.
Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's a beautiful solo. And I like how there's the use of like two guitars to harmonize certain notes. And mm-hmm. also when as well as playing the solo bit, he'll stop like a bit of the solo. He'll do a bit of a lick for the playing the solo, and then the rhythm and the other acoustic guitars in the song are plucking notes and doing things in between. And it's really well thought out and composed. Yeah. And it sounds just, yeah. I mean, I've cried to that song before.
It's not that bad, mate.
but no, I mean, it is though, isn't it?
It's magic. Yeah, it is magic the way it's, it's just that effort that goes into it with all the layering, you know, all of those extra little, like you said, all those different guitar lines they've put in there. It is remarkable. It is remarkable. All right, so that's seven. Now, where am I going to go next? Because I've got my list and I've got my honorable mentions, and I'm like, actually,
have you not done your definitive?
No, because I did my definitive list, but then I'm like, well, because I've got like another like three real kind of rockers, but then I'm like, well, should I only mention like one or two of them? Because actually, there's, you know, they kind of are similar. What else am I going to say? It's just like, yeah, it kicks in, it's really punky and it rocks. Whereas then there's other ones that are right. Well, let's go with what I tell you what, I'm going to put seven joint seventh. I'm going to put them in together here, so I'm cheating. I'm going to put in Head Shrinker and Bring It On Down.
Yeah, okay.
So pick whichever one you want. Don't accuse me of cheating, although I clearly am. It's my show. I can do what I want. Okay. Yeah. And the idea for this is just like the punkiness of Noel's solos, you know, going back to like the Pistolsy sound or whatever, you know, when he just lets it rip, you know. And Bring It On Down has got that. Head Shrink has got that. There's a few more in from those early days as well that have just, you know, he's doing all his little tricks, his unison bends, his like, you know, his little runs that he loves to do. And all that sort of stuff. But yeah, both Head Shrinker and Bring It On Down. I'm just trying to think of it now. It's like when it sort of, you have that big drum part. Go on, sorry.
No, so I was just humming it.
Go on. That's it. So yeah, it is like it's melodic as well. You know, even in these sort of, you know, real crunchy, punky ones, there's always like a melody going on as well. So yeah, yeah. I'll put this slot for generally for the Noel kind of real stompy rockers. Yeah, there you go. Go on, what have you got then at six?
Oh, here we go. Okay.
You're flying through these.
This is going to be really controversial in that. But look, it's low down because it's obvious. We all know it might even be the best solo, you know, but it's Don't Look Back in Anger.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. What can you say? It's compositional, it spans the whole almost all of the fretboard, so
yeah.
It goes from the low G up to the highest note in it, which is four octaves higher than the high G, like right up by the neck, near the bridge of the guitar. So really catchy beginning, you know, and there's double tracking as well in it, which accentuates and adds weight to the final sort of unison bends. But he does this really cool bit in the middle where he and that's just really cool. It's just so cool. It sounds great.
Yeah.
And that's just one where in the context of the song, it's just after that, you're like, fuck me, this song's just amazing. I still remember first hearing that. It was just bloody hell.
Yeah.
Alan comes in with his drum fill.
Different
band to Definitely Maybe. It's just not the same band.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I love it. It's coming up for me, so I won't really talk about it now. But I'll then go with what was that, number six?
That was number six.
Yeah, so I'll go with number six. I'll drop in a potentially the best then with Slide Away.
Yeah.
So Slide Away's got to be in there. I mean, once again, I'm sort of now getting into the... they're a bit obvious, you know.
But are you talking about the between chorus and verse two, or are you talking about outro? So
between chorus and verse two.
Where he took that for Don't Go Away. Oh no, that's the beginning, isn't it? No, that's in that solo as well. Yeah, it is.
It's in there as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but I just love it. It's just so melodic. And then you get all the... And he kind of holds the note.
Yes.
And then Liam starts coming in and he goes...
Oh,
it's just magic, just for the ending. You know, that's sort of so beautiful, that moment as Liam comes back in the chorus. In the verse. So, yeah. And once again, it's the emotion of the song, isn't it? There's something in that sort of that indie sound, you know, indie with a capital I, that Oasis had around that period. And as I said, like Don't Go Away has the same sort of feel as well, but it's changed then, you know, the production's different, they're a different band. And so although it's a very similar song, you know, there's something in that kind of indie production that Slide Away had that was just really, really special. So yeah, that's why it's there for me.
Cool.
Go on then, what you got? Five.
All right, so we're to the top five now.
Top five.
Top five. Right. So this one is a B-side, and my number five is Listen Up.
Okay. It's one of my honorable mentions, yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, so you know how the Cigarettes and Alcohol B-side version is different to the Masterplan version? Because they cut 8 bars of this solo.
Yeah.
And it's really funny because basically he's playing the same thing. So he's just, all he's doing is just, it's just the verse chords.
Yeah.
And he's just playing that riff. He plays it 4 times.
Yeah.
But I don't like the Masterplan version. I don't listen to that one because it should be repeated 4 times because it builds up to the and it's really long as well. Like, it's, you might say it's unnecessarily long. It's probably like 45 seconds and he's just playing this same sort of melodic riff, but I think it's so good that you kind of want to hear it repeated. You want to, and then it builds up. Yeah, and then
you can just sink into it, can't you?
And the sound, the guitar sound is really distinctive because he's got that hook going in the chorus.
Yeah, I love that. There is a weird sound to that guitar, isn't there? It's different.
Yeah,
they never really did that again.
It's cleaner, and I think there's just like a combination of effects on it, and it gives this a really, it pokes out and gives it a distinct sound. Okay.
All right, fantastic. So my number five is going to be a big surprise to you here. It is Morning Glory. You can hear we're chuckling. I just realized I just didn't record about 20 minutes.
So we have to repeat now everything we're saying from your number five onwards. Okay.
We're for the second time. Yes. Here we go. So my number five is Morning Glory. I wonder if this is going to turn up on your list.
Cool. Yeah, well, you just have to find out, won't you?
Oh dear. So anyway, so Morning Glory, I think that the great thing for me about it is, you know, once again, it's not just the guitar solo itself, but it's the production of the song, and it's the way it ties in. So, you know, the overall production of the song is amazing. You've got the you know, and the lyrics as well, Walking to the Sound of My Favorite Tune, and it is the perfect one to just, you know, to have, you know, and the way he sings, wake up, and then it comes in with the it's just brilliant. It builds, it hits you, and then it drives through as it's doing it, and then it comes out and bashes through to the next part of the song. So that's it for me. It's amazing. Kind of, I think Liam's band now, you know, I'm a bit bored of Liam playing it, you know, and don't necessarily think, I don't think they do a bad job, but it's not the same as, you know, as Oasis playing it, obviously.
There's something missing in the sound. It doesn't sound right to me. It's kind of, it's a cover band, you know, doing Oasis as opposed to actually the real thing.
So number five for me is Morning Glory.
Yes, no, good choice. Don't know, five seems a bit low to me, but okay. I'll take that for now. Okay, so we're on to my number four then.
Go for it.
So this is one of those where it could be number one. It probably is number one, but I've just put it down here because I want to talk about other ones that I like, and let's live forever. Mm-hmm. Just an iconic, incredible guitar solo. The first solo, or one of the first solos I ever learned how to play. It was one of those ones where when you go to school and there's a guitar around and you're playing Live Forever solo, you know, you're instantly cool. or at least I thought I was. It's just, it's a composition. Melodically, it takes you on a journey. And it's one of those ones that plays over the music of the verse and the chorus, refrain kind of bit. And it's absolute just classic, you know? And it's kind of what Live Forever is like, one of those singles that, one of those songs that you just remember. Everyone remembers who's, you know, a teenager or into music at that time.
Yeah,
this solo's like people, I'm sure, like everyone could sing. That's a sign of a good solo, isn't it? When you can sing all the notes.
Yeah.
If a crowd can sing all the notes of a guitar solo, it's like, wow, okay, that's the thing. That's what Noel does, really.
Yeah. He makes sing along guitar solos, yeah. And so you can go, Neil, like, so we've been doing all day, Neil, Neil, Neil.
Even though I've got a guitar right here.
Mate, you could have been doing the guitar the whole time. Oh, well.
Shall I?
Go on then.
I can do. But no, not for this one, but to illustrate a few things. Maybe on my next one, I might.
Cool. Okay.
Live Forever.
All right, wonderful. Well, my number four, I don't think you'll be able to play this because it's quite complex. It's at least four notes. It's Gas Panic.
Oh, don't tell me Gas Panic, right?
So, I don't know. I wouldn't want to spring this on you because obviously it is a very complex solo, but do you think you could play it for us?
Okay, well. And that's your number four.
That is my
number four. That's your number four. Wow.
Absolutely. I'm proud of it. No, I think, like I said, this is, you know, a solo needs to be what the song is, you know, and a solo needs to be the right thing for the song. You know, it's like people talk about Ringo's drums, you know, okay, he wasn't John Bonham, but he didn't need to be because what he did was perfect for the Beatles. And you know, the solo does here is perfect for that song, that it's, you know, the feeling it conjures up and like the lyrical content and everything. This will, you just want that. And it also gives space to then just appreciate everything around it as well. There's so much going on. There's you know, the flutes but played by Charlotte Glasson, who I've interviewed, and like, you know, there's
great
so
interview.
Thank you
listeners, go listen to it. Brilliant episode.
And there's so much else going on that, and then you just got this, and it's just like, you know, what is it? My guitar gently weeps. You know, it really is. That is like a wailing guitar. So no, I think it's, yes, it's only four notes, but hey, you couldn't choose any four better notes than those.
No, it's great. It's all about the music going on around it, and that's what's interesting about it musically, is that those four notes stay the same, but stuff around it's changing. But also the way that that was produced is interesting as well, because there's kind of an effect that repeats that line, those four notes. And I don't know if it's strings. It kind of sounds quite stringy or synthy, or it might be a guitar going through different effects. But yeah, it's kind of accentuated. But yeah, like you said, when we weren't recording, if he had done like a put more notes in and made it more of a sort of compositional solo and done lots of licks and stuff, it just wouldn't have sounded right.
No, absolutely. Good. All right, then into the top three. What have you got?
All right, so well, three, this will surprise you. Morning Glory. That's my
note.
But yeah, so just like, I remember listening to that when Morning Glory hadn't come out yet, and they did the radio preview, and they played, that was one of the songs they played. And I remember sitting with my cousin listening to that through his hi-fi, and then we just looked at each other and said, what the hell just happened? Because that solo just blew me away. What I love about Morning Glory is that there's lead guitar licks playing throughout the whole song. Noel's just doing all these lead parts, and Owen Morris has mixed it in a way where there's prominent ones, and then sort of stuff that's not as loud, and then stuff in the background. And it's just always like it's lead guitar, and obviously you've got Bonehead doing the rhythm. But the outro bit, and that's what I was going to say about the live thing, is that on the record, the loudest guitar bit in that sort of outro bit, so is and that's what I would like hear. But then live, I noticed that in that bit, Noel was playing. And I thought, why is he playing that? He just made that up for the sort of the live version. But then I went back and listened. I was like, oh, that's playing in the background over the top of. And then at the end it goes.
Yeah.
Loads of reverb. And yeah. So the guitar work and stuff on that song is just second to none.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Well, it's second to some because you put it. Okay, so into third place here, and I'm going to cheat a little bit because I forgot about one song, so I'm going to chuck it in here. And so, yeah, so if you're unhappy about this, then fine, I'll bump, you know, Turn Up the Sun, The Importance of Being Idle, down to 12 and 11.
No, I'm happy you mentioned those ones.
Yeah, that is good, because you want to mention them. So, but so I'll just drop in the two here that need to be mentioned, really. So we've got Champagne Supernova and Don't Look Back in Anger. I'm just going to chuck them in here because, you know, what more can you say about them? Like, Don't Look Back in Anger, you know, like we talked about, it's a story. You know, as you go through and you follow the solo through, it's so sing-alongable. You know, you can quote every single bit. And every time Noel plays it, well, sometimes he balls it up like he's done a couple of times recently. But
that was fun.
Yeah, it was funny. But, you know, because everyone knows it, you know, everyone knows every little bit of it. But it's the way that it builds, you know, it builds and builds and builds and builds. And then, you know, so it's often, it's not just the solo, but it's what comes before and after it that then kind of, you know, frames it, I suppose. So, yeah, so I think that it probably gets extra points for that. And then the third one, I suppose, is like a duo, like the other one I've got here at three, sorry, is kind of like a dueling guitar solo. So we've got Champagne Supernova. We've got Noel doing one, a typical sort of Noel, very melodic piece. But then you've got Paul Weller coming in as well and just absolutely ripping it with sort of some like mad kind of, you know, really aggressive kind of noises, really. And if you listen, because you can get, this is one where you can get the isolated tracks. I'll be dropping them in here so you can check it out. But together, it sounds absolutely fantastic. You take them apart, especially Weller's bit. It just sounds weird. You know, it's a very bizarre. But then, you know, as it kicks in, and it's just to people aware, it's like the world still spinning around. I don't know why. It's that part, you know. And then... with all the yeah in the background. I just love it. It's amazing.
Yeah. And in that bit, you can hear the difference in the guitar tone and the guitar sound between Noel and Weller, in that Weller's is a lot cleaner. And for that reason, it pokes out a bit. And he's putting it through his Vox 20 watt amp, which is 20 watts is a really, like, it's not a loud amp, but it sounds massive in the song. But yeah, that solo, it starts off with Noel, then it goes into Weller, and then it's both of them. Yeah. And it's sort of, Weller's a bit more prominent because his sound kind of pokes out a bit more, but you can still hear Noel in the background noodling away with like really sort of melodic kind of riffs. And then when it goes, when it's sort of, the music dies down a bit and you have that sort of fluttery, pew, 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 and then it's back to Noel again.
Yeah. And it's Noel, but it's like Noel double tracks then, isn't it? Is it?
No, I don't think it's double track there.
No, okay, maybe not. Probably just because he put lots of guitars and everything. I mean, obviously, very, very special. When you look these up, you know, obviously those two tend to be very much up there. So I was going to be hipsterish and not include them, but I thought, you've got to have them in there, haven't you? So there we go. Go on, what have you got at number two?
Okay, so we're into the big two. Right, so this one is probably surprising, but not really. It's Good to Be Free.
Ah, okay. Love it.
I this is one of my favourite Oasis. I mean, I keep saying every song's my favourite one.
You try doing a ranking, mate.
Yeah. Well, that's why you got Twitter. To let other people do it. I played this, didn't I, at the the Tony McCarroll event you had, and I played it because I just bloody love it. It's the end solo, so it's the sort of, so going back to sort of the composition thing, and like, even though he's playing the same bit over and over again, so it's. It does that like four times, and then it goes into the. But what I love about this solo is the use of pinch harmonics. Do you know what pinch harmonics are?
I don't think so. Go on.
So there's ways of a natural harmonic is when you're using if you're right-handed, your fret hand, your left hand, to lightly press the string.
Yeah. That's harmonics,
That's a natural harmonic. But a pinch harmonic is you're pressing down on the fret normally, but you're using your right hand to hold the pick in a certain way, and then you immediately deaden the sound so that you're deadening the sound of the overtone of the string, which is that is the sound of the string vibrating. It's the overtone, but if you deaden that immediately, you're left with the harmonic.
Oh, got you.
It's hard to do. Anyway, I'm not doing it very well, but in the it's hard on an acoustic guitar as well, but in It's Good to Be Free, he uses those by going. It's just beautiful. It's amazing. Really, really well played. And, you know, we talk about Noel being just like a competent guitarist, but that is really impressive.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I love it. I love the sound of that. That song has just got a moodiness and a darkness to it that's, you know, that I don't think they ever captured again, really. Yeah, no, I love it. When you said, "Oh, it's the solo at the end," I thought, "What do you mean, Boned's accordion solo?"
That would be
an out there choice.
When I listen to that song, I don't skip. I still listen to that whole bit.
Of course.
Yeah,
why
of course.
Would you not? Yeah. It's the best bit.
It's the best bit.
Yeah, cool.
No,
okay.
It's definitely number two because also just the actual solo and the melody of it and stuff and the moodiness of it, like you say.
Got you. Okay. All right. So my number two, I'm gonna go right. Well, I'll stick Live Forever in here then. So I'll do an out there choice for my number one. So yeah, Live Forever, like we've talked about, it is a legendary guitar solo up there with Comfortably Numb and up there with whatever else you want to choose. And like I was saying when we talked about Slide Away, this is that indiness that Definitely Maybe has that they've kind of lost later when the money came and when the production got better and it wasn't that sort of slightly weird kind of, weirdness that Definitely Maybe has got. So this one has got a different sound. And I think it's like indie. That's what it is. It's like an indie sound. It's still, we sort of say, oh, they don't sound dated. That does sound like it sounds of its time. But there's something about it that's just very, very special and unique. So I can't really put my finger on it. But yeah, it is really special. And just it's so melodic. It sort of takes you on such a journey. And once again, it then captures, there's so many memories, whether it be the music video, whether it be Nebworth, when the dead people pop up on the screen, and I was, I was there at Nebworth 96 watching it. We talked to you about coming out. We talked to you about Nebworth, Liam Nebworth, didn't we? Were you on that episode?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Talking about being stuck in a car park for hours. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I think there was a gig on that day, other than being stuck in a car park for 4 hours. Yeah, so seeing it in Nebworth, seeing it live, and it just, and then all the different variations of it where Noel's sort of done his sort of modern take on it, but it's still got that solo there. So it is a classic rock solo that's just so, so beautiful. So well put together.
I think you nailed it with the sort of the indiness of it and the indie sound. It's one of those solos that people of that time who were teenagers or whatever, into music, listening to music, kind of buzzed about all the great guitar bands. That's one of the solos that even non-Oasis fans know and love.
Mm.
It's the sound of that time and they would know that guitar solo specifically.
Yeah. It's that, isn't it? Just having that go through it. That's just so cool. It just adds so much to it. That's just that kind of anchors it, what I mean?
Yeah,
cool. Okay. Right, so we're into number one. So do you want to give us have you got any honorable mentions that you wanted to go for, or are you just going to go straight in with the number one?
I think honorable mentions, there's we mentioned two of them, Champagne Supernova, Do You Know What I Mean, and Slide Away actually as well. But I wanted to mention Some Might Say.
Yeah,
I know that's who was it who said that wasn't there? You had someone really slagging off that song on I think it was from Brits and Pieces or Brit something Britpop
Revive. Britpop Memories,
yeah,
maybe?
Yeah, yeah, Yeah. And he came on and he was like, he was slagging off, some might say. So I don't know. I just thought that. It's like, why are you on this podcast if you don't like Some Might Say? How dare you? I think the solo from the first, after the first chorus and the second verse is really cool. Sorry, but Columbia has to be an honorable mention, mate. Sorry. I know you despise the song.
No, I don't despise the song.
I'm kidding. I know.
I know. I don't think it's good. No, but I mean.
And what I was saying about pinch harmonics as well. Again, he used pinch harmonics for that that riff where he repeats it, but then makes it sound different because of the harmonics.
Right.
So yeah, those two. But also, I wanted to say about Noel's, like, not, it's not all about the solos, and I think the guitar work, just the general guitar work on two songs, I think should be mentioned. And I know we're talking about solos, but Let's All Make Believe, use of his effects and the, you know, compositionally, like if you got an orchestra to play that, it would sound like majestic, like what he's playing. And Underneath the Sky as well. It's like, I don't know how, what is that, a guitar? I don't know. You know, like the first sort of, it sounds like guitar.
Yeah.
Guitar work on that is,
it's got a whistle solo, that song, isn't it?
No, that's Flashbacks.
Oh yes, it is Flashbacks. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
good whistling, mate. That's, next time, top 10 whistle solos.
So number one.
Go on, then.
It sounds like you've not considered this song at all, and I don't think you've. It's not an honourable mention for you. I don't think it's your number one.
Go on.
It's probably my favourite Oasis song. Supersonic.
No, see, I haven't. I was listening to Oasis today. I was flicking, unsurprisingly, flicking through, and Supersonic came up, and I thought, no, you know, it is great, but it doesn't jump out to me.
Really? Oh, it's I can just listen. It's probably the Oasis song I've listened to the most.
Yeah,
which is why I say it has to be my favorite one, and. I would just, as soon as it gets to that sort of outro, Liam stops singing and Noel's like, that's that solo. And it's two guitar parts and then it's three, there's three parts playing at the same time. And obviously Owen Morris has sort of taken, I think he's like produced it, you know, he's recorded a bunch of Noel playing and he's just put it together. I don't know if Noel had something to do with it, whatever, you know, but you can hear all these guitar parts playing and it's just amazing.
Yeah. And then when he does it live as well, then obviously without the ability to just have more playing at once. So you hear him do like you said about Morning Glory. Yeah. Live is in a completely different experience. Yeah. Because you hear him do them in stages one after the other.
Yeah. He sort of picks what his ear kind of picks up. Yeah. I just would then, like, in those days when I was listening to Supersonic, it was cassette, so I just rewind it to the beginning of it and listen to it again. Do that for about 2 hours.
No, it is brilliant.
It's a you know, it's the sort of catchy kind of riff again, though, isn't it? It's like da 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 da, and I know it's kind of similar to My Sweet Lord, but it's the application of that.
Thank you.
Right. So, yeah, so you've gone Supersonic as your number one. Right. So let's give you some honorable mentions. Some we've mentioned before, some we haven't. Listen Up. You mentioned My Big Mouth. You mentioned Cigs and Alcohol. Neither of us have mentioned.
See, I thought of that, but I couldn't think of an actual a solo that I was sort of blown away by in that. It's all great. It sounds rocky. It just fucking sounds great, but
yeah. I know what you mean. Yeah,
live. That one sounds better soloed live for some reason. Yeah.
Well, it becomes more of like a rock band, especially then in the later Oasis when they would do the and all that stuff. So, but yeah, I just love it. You know, when the singing cuts out and it goes to it, you know, I think it's great. But yeah, that is more of a, that's just like, yeah, like the riffs throughout, isn't it? So it's not necessarily a solo. Another song that is riffs throughout, not necessarily a solo, Fucking in the Bushes.
Incredible. Yeah.
The whole thing is a solo, obviously, but you know, that is majestic. A very underrated one, actually, and it was only me sort of Googling that this sort of jumped up. Sunday Morning Call. Yes. And so, number one, I'm going for It's Getting Better, Man.
What? Okay. I didn't expect that.
There you go. It's Getting Better, Man. I love it. So, and this is the same thing. So it's like you talked about My Big Mouth and you talked about, you know, and then you mentioned like, I Hope, I Think, I Know. Be Here Now is my favorite era Oasis. Stay Young, I would, you know, obviously... I'm kind of sick of it because I have to edit it into every episode. Now. But that's the reason why Stay Young is you know, why I use that little bit, because I just think it works so well. Is it? Like that, which is just the perfect way to end a solo and then go into the chorus. It's perfect. But yeah, I just love what I love about It's Getting Better, Man. Is like you just like it just grows and it grows and it grows and it grows, and then bow now bow down down down, and then the chords are changing underneath, and then boom, it's getting better, man, and you're back and, into it,
and key change as well. So it changes key for the solo, and then coming out the solo, obviously it changes back into the key for the singing and the chorus.
Yeah, I knew that. I was going to say that, actually. Cheers, mate.
but it does add that sort of kind of other, like, solo takes you somewhere else.
Yes, yeah, that's the point, I think. And it's around that time, whether it was the cocaine or, well, it was the cocaine. Like, you know, when you see Noel, like, live, like the G-Mex and those gigs around then, there's so much more guitar work, like the live Acquiesce. I say, we'll have to, I don't know if we said it when we were recording, but, you know, we'll have to do like a best live solos as well, because, you know, like, you know, the video of Acquiesce, that's the recording from G-Mex video. Mm-hmm. You know, they released that and then they released the Japanese guys. So like that one, you know, like the guitar work he's doing on that is just awesome. You know, it's around that time he was just really took it to another level. He was just... You know, obviously he's just filling in all the gaps all the way through like he did in the Be Here Now recording. But yeah, so it's nominally for It's Getting Better, Man, but it's generally for the fact that they just went balls to the wall, just mad solos all throughout Be Here Now. But yeah, there's just something about the way that It's Getting Better, Man builds. Like I said, once again, for me, big lyrics fan, the fact it ties in with the lyrics, just the way it builds and builds and builds in a similar way to Stay Young. And then and then back into song. Oh, it's just, it puts a smile on my face every time. So for the sheer madness of it, It's getting better, man.
Do you remember the, I mean, of course you do. So you know the documentary they did when Be Here Now got released and Liam's wearing the flat cap and they play in the rehearsal room and they did a version of It's Getting Better, Man.
Yeah.
Absolute. I remember Noel completely nailed the shit out of that. It was such a good performance. And yeah, the solo was part of that.
Yeah. Absolutely love it. Absolutely love it. It's madness. Over the top. Just joyful and fun and exciting and passionate, and that's, you know, you've got the moodiness of It's Good to Be Free, you've got the moodiness of Gas Penny, there's all these, you know, there's different elements to the different solos, but that's just love it.
Yeah, cool. There you go.
There you go. Well, I think we've covered those. All good. So so what's going on then? So, well, we talked about obviously the music. How can people find you and listen to it? And why The Anomaly? Why did you go with that? Why don't you go under Khan Might Say? I always like Khan Might Say as a moniker.
I wanted to separate it from the Might Say and the sort of the Oasis connection. I didn't want my name in there because no one knows. So I just thought The Anomaly is good because I am a bit of an anomaly. Just generally in my sort of family and social circle. So it sounds like quite cool. It's just sort of, I've written some stuff as well about sort of being different and lyrically it works. Yeah.
Cool. And then you're going to do like BBC introducing and stuff like that, like try and get it out there through those channels.
I'm just going to build a fan base, really. And just, I'm on TikTok, I'm on Instagram, The Anomaly Music. But on Twitter, I'm The Anomaly with 4 underscores. on social media, put it out there, and if it gets the attention of BBC introducing, great, you know. Pitch to playlists, pitch to bloggers. I'm an independent artist, so I'm doing everything, and TikTok is the number one music discovery platform at the moment, so that's the one to be on. 66% of Spotify streams, all Spotify streams in 2023 were from TikTok.
Wow.
Which is insane, isn't it?
That is nuts. That is nuts.
It is generational a little bit. And I think, you know, I'm 42. It's niche because rock isn't as in or cool as it used to be. But there's a fuck ton of people who love rock music, and I'm trying to get it in front of the right ears, really. And I know that the right people hear it. I could have a good following. I can make a living out of it. That's it, really. I just want to make a living out of it.
Sure. No. That's the thing. It's like if you. Because I genuinely think if that came through, like, oh, this is like, if someone says to me, oh, this is a bunch of 16-year-old guys, I'd be like, fucking hell, that's the most exciting new band in the country. You know what I mean? That's what it's like.
Thanks, man.
That's all right. No, genuinely, I'm like, that's really, really exciting. You know, like you hear a band, you think that's really exciting. And I've not heard that for so long. Like, it's every now and then, you know, like Richard Bowes is really into, he follows new music really closely and stuff. And often, you know, I'll be hearing stuff through him and it's like, yeah, fine. You know, it's good. I can understand it. It's everything to me at the moment either seems too post-punky or too like dream poppy, you know, or, and I'm like, oh, where's the just fucking good rock and roll, you know, like, where's that? So like the Shed 7 album coming out, you know, it was like, that's been really good. You know, I think the first, like, I think we talked about it on Message, but, you know, those tracks like Let's Go at the start of it, I think it does tail off a little bit, but, you know, the way it starts, and like Cool the Shaker have got a new track out that's like really good. So,
there's
some good stuff out there. But, you know, it just, you just want someone to come through and just grab you with something really exciting. Let's hope that the right people hear it and it picks up because it deserves it.
Cheers, mate. Yeah. No, I hope the same thing, and I'm just going to be working to do that, really.
And then when the other tracks come out and I think they're crap, it's going to be a bit embarrassing for all of us.
Well, this is it now. You've built this up. Like, I can't disappoint you now, can I?
oh dear. All right, cool. Imran, mate, thank you very much for your time, and we'll see you again soon.
Cool, thanks for having me on.
This hasn't been recording.
Ah, bollocks.
You gave me the right to record.
Yeah, I did.
And I didn't, and I thought that meant it record. I just thought, hold on a minute. Oh no. Oh well.
What, is it recording now?
It's recording now. I just literally pressed record now when I saw, like, hold on. Why is it not saying record?
So what have we missed? So from five.
That's from not five.
That's all right.
Okay. Well, we can do it back again, can't we? Yeah, we'll just go back to, what did we get up to? You were talking about Listen Up, didn't you?
And then and then you're on five.
And I went on to five for Morning Glory.
Okay.
Oh, right. God. Ah! Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you were saying I could record. Man, I didn't need to. I was just like, hold on. It normally says recording.
Oh, so I allowed you the permission, but it didn't mean I was...
That didn't mean it recorded. Sorry, I thought I pressed record and I haven't. My mistake. Oh, God. Okay. So you've got to sound surprised now.
Okay.
All right, fantastic. So my number five is going to be a big surprise to you here. It is Morning Glory. You can hear we're chuckling. I just realized I just didn't record about 20 minutes.
So we have to repeat now everything we're saying from your number five onwards. Okay.
We're for the second time. Yes. Here we go. So my number five is Morning Glory. I wonder if this is going to turn up in your list.
cool. Yeah. Well, you just have to find out, won't you?
Oh, dear. So anyway, Morning Glory, I think that the great thing for me about it.